Sloan here, Sunday, 12th of July, 8:47 p.m. I'm watching the sunset from my garden, and I could have just as easily been watching the sunset over England's Ashes chances this year. But we got away with it. Now, let's not go on some great sort of, this was Dunkirk, this was the Battle of Britain, this was Agincourt, this was our finest hour. For 4 days, we got outplayed by the enemy, by the southern enemy, by the Australians. We made Horrocks look good. We made Mitchell Johnson, who must be the biggest second rater I've ever seen, look good. Quite frankly, we weren't good enough. We got out of jail because basically Ricky Ponting is not the greatest captain of all time, and also because Collingwood and the other boys stuck at it. So well done to them. But let's not celebrate this. If England had lost today, it would have been a humiliation. So let's get over ourselves. We got out of jail. We got out of jail. And the fact the Australians are whinging and moaning and mithering, that's great. Now we move on to Lords. So how can we do better? How can we turn the tables on what I think is quite an average Australian team? They work hard, they apply themselves, and that's what England need to do. They need a bunch of workers. So, out, I think, goes Monty Panesar. Great batting heroics. I think Stuart Broad is on the borderline as well. Now, I think today showed that what happened in 2005, we need to forget. It's like remembering 1981. So all this clambering, let's bring back Steve Harmison, he'll not move that. No, Harmison is in the past. We need to move forward. So bring back Onions. That might be the only change I'd make, but I'd look at that batting, because that batting, particularly those Essex boys, really need to show up. I don't know what's wrong with them. I don't know. Get Gooch to, you know, put some fireworks behind them. Give them some backbone, because they certainly didn't have it at Cardiff. Now, I could be patronising and say, oh, well, now England are back in England, we'll do well. Cardiff was supposed to be our banker. Cardiff was supposed to be where our superior spinners outspun this inferior Australian batting lineup. Didn't work out, did it? So what do we need to do? Well, it's quite straightforward. We need to bat better, bowl better, captain better, and field better. If we do those, we've got a chance. We started to do a batting a bit better today. So, can we bowl better? Well, I question Broad. I question Panesar. The rest of the boys who need to show up, we'll give them a second chance. But there need to be some changes. Now, I'm a passionate England fan. I mean, I got offered some tickets for Lords today at ridiculous prices, which I chose to turn down. You know, £200 a ticket. The ticket touts are out, and they will make an even bigger fortune now that England escaped by the skin of their teeth in Cardiff. So we move on to Lords. What's the history? We've not beaten Australia since 1934. Crikey. It's time. Time to make history. Time to take back Lords. Time to wipe that smile off Ricky Ponting's face. Hey, come on, England. Stand up. Be proud. Play well. Most importantly, bowl well. This is Rod Sloan with his Ashes wrap-up. First test, 2009. And as for Dingo Dougie Jenner, sorry, mate. You weren't quite good enough.